Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hello, everyone. This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. I had a change of venue. I got Carol Ann back with me, which is, she's always fun to have on the show. And I wish everybody happy Valentine's Day this year. And we'll just ask what you're doing this year for Valentine's. So when you answer, you'll say what you're doing. All right. I'm going to bring Carol Ann on and we'll get started.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You?
How are you doing, Carol Ann? Thanks for popping in last minute.
Oh, no problem. I always enjoy working with you, Kelly Jo.
And you're always there for me. So thank you.
You're welcome.
So we'll take our first caller. I'll go first. 610.
Okay.
Hello, 610. What's your name? Where are you from? What's your question?
Hi, this is Sarah. I want to move for Valentine's. Well, before I ask my question, I guess I'll just be, you know, having a nice dinner and maybe a movie because you really can't do much because of COVID. If COVID was not around, I'll probably would be watching a play or something. But,
nice.
You know, and you got to make the best of what's there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what's your question there?
Yeah, thank you, guys. My question is concerning career. I've been in this company for almost 4 years, and I wanted to see what you're picking up from me as far as any maybe, I know, promotions or anything of that sort.
Well, I see, like, yes, you need to apply for it, though. It's like a step up and a little bit more money. So that would be good. So when it comes available, apply for it.
Oh,
and
okay.
It, when you do that, you might move. Is there two buildings there?
No, I work remotely. So. Yeah.
No, but does the place that you work for have two buildings?
No, just one building.
Okay, you might have an opportunity to work for another company that has two buildings.
Okay.
You know, to do contracting for them. So it feels like that's coming up in March.
Okay.
So look for that to happen. It feels like you'll be contacted. Somebody that knows you or that you've worked with will tell them and they'll contact you. And then you'll have some more consulting work.
Right. I mean, I'm not doing consulting now. It is a permanent job. So I would like it to continue being that way. I don't want to leave it to get consulting and then you get paid whenever, you know what I mean? So.
Well, they're going to ask your opinion for something and hire you to do something for them.
Okay.
So I call that consulting. So, go ahead, Carol Ann.
Oh, well, I was kind of getting, I don't know if this works out after her explanation here, but I kind of got a lateral thing, perhaps more of the same of what you're doing. And that 2022 is a better year for you. This is, and I think for everyone, That's more up Kelly Joe's street than mine, but I kind of get the impression once we get through COVID, the latter part of this year and into next year is more beneficial to people. So a lot of opportunities may spring out for you. I also feel that I have an older lady in spirit that's kind of, I feel as a grandmother here. I think she's correcting me. It might be older than that, but it is someone that you remember from your childhood. And I'm feeling particularly around Easter time, like I'm seeing Easter baskets, Easter bunnies. So I don't know if you can recall this or not, but I have a lady in spirit who's older who kind of looks out for you. So I hope
okay.
that you can take that lady.
Yeah. Okay.
And I
okay.
want I need to clarify what I was trying to explain to her. She's going to have two different jobs that's going to hire her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. Another opportunity. That sounds good.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you know, I'm picking a dead person up too. I'm hearing an Aunt May. So do you have anybody alive who you can ask who Aunt May was?
Not really. I mean, I only have, I know more from my mom's side and my dad's side, so.
Okay, yeah. Well, I can't help what the dead people tell me, so maybe you'll find her in a photo album or something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, no problem.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. 307, I'll have you go first, Carol Ann.
Oh, okay.
Hello, hi. 307. Where are you from? What's your name?
Hi.
What's your question?
My name is Alyssa. I'm from Wyoming, and my question is really, my life's just kind of like, I've made a lot of changes in my life, and I really I don't know. I kind of want to know about love, but I also, I'm supposed to be moving out of my house, and I was just wondering maybe if I'm going to find another place in time.
I kind of get the month of March and April, so I hope that is in time for you, but I feel like packing up March and April. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be out by March 31st, so.
Okay. So I think you'll be in your new place by April, and it might be a little, I get it's quieter. May be a little smaller or something, but I get that it's quieter.
Okay, perfect. That would be great.
Okay. What do you got, Kelly Jo?
Well, and it will be a better move, and you'll have better opportunities when you move there. And it has a lovely view of trees. I'm looking out the window and I see trees. So
oh,
it's
nice.
Like a pleasant
okay.
view. And as far as love, you're working on trying to get open to it. You're not as open as you think you are yet. You need to throw your list away.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
do you guys get anything from spirit? You get anything from spirit? Any loved ones?
Do you have a father figure in spirit, a dad or a grandfather?
My grandfather, that's who I was hoping.
Oh, okay. Yes, he's here, and he's like, he's kind of singing to me, you know, sort of like Move Along Little Doggy, you know, like a country western kind of song. So I think that he's saying, you know, take the chances that you're going to be given. You've got some good opportunities coming up. And if you you recognize, learn how to recognize what love is.
Okay.
That it's cherishing, caring. Let somebody love you and adore you. Don't be so proactive. Let them allow them to love you, because that's what you really need in life. I hope I don't sound sexist, but men have to fall for you, not the other way around.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're
saying.
Yep.
There you go, my darling. Good luck to you.
And then I got to add something to what Caroline was saying. Did he carry butterscotch candies in his pocket? Because I'm seeing butterscotch.
Oh my God.
So that's your proof that. Go ahead.
Oh.
Aww. That's a really good message, Kelly Jo.
That's your acknowledgement and proof that it's him. So that he's around you.
Good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Aww.
Oh, have a good night. Oh, neat. I love it when that happens.
That was
a
nice message.
Yeah, that's
so
cool. All right. Let's see. Operator here, Kelly. 216. Hello, 216. Where are you from? What's your name and what's your question?
Ohio. My name is Sharon.
All right. And what you want to know? Go ahead, Carolyn.
Strange question. I'm fostering a dog. Her name is Havana. I just adore her. She had to have surgery today. She's very sick. Will I get her back? I want to adopt her. Her name's Havana.
Yes, but you have to tell them.
You're right.
Did she eat something? Does she have something in her bowel or? What's wrong? Does this dog have something in her bowel?
She didn't poop for a day. She had enema. She's been rare.
Okay. So I think they're going to solve that problem.
They did. I know.
It's an obstruction. I feel like there's an obstruction there.
Yes.
And you have to let them know that you want her back.
I know. That is
okay. So call them up and say, I'm taking her back.
I know.
That's
she's
it.
With
she's
the
my
vet
girl.
Right now. The veterinarian is actually fostering her right now because she was so sick. But I need to actually say something, don't I?
Yes.
Yes.
Otherwise
she
won't get
it. Say, I will take her back, and take care of her. So as soon as the vet thinks she's out of the woods, I think you'll be able to do that. And good luck to you both. I hope that her recovery is speedy and that she's okay.
She's got another 5 days to recover. I know. I want to keep this little baby. She's so sweet. I want to adopt her because I love her.
Well, call him now and let him know that.
Yeah, let them know.
I know.
Make haste.
Yeah.
You tell him you're going to be able to keep her?
Well, you'll have to formally adopt her, but you tell him that you want her back and that you will take care of her and that you want to formally adopt her.
Yeah.
And I pray for her good health.
I know. That's a sweetie. But you do feel me adopting her?
Yes.
Well,
have
if
to
she
do the
pulls
paperwork.
Through this, yes. Yeah. We have to let them know.
I know.
Yep. So call them up when you hang up with us.
That
was so
good luck to you.
You said that because you're right.
Okay.
I know that. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Bye bye.
Whoops. All right. That was a good reading. Okay, 520. I'll go first.
Okay.
Hello, 520. Hello. Nobody's there. I got dead air. We'll come back to you if you're there. I think I heard him try to get on. Hang on, I'll try it one more time.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, Lisa from Arizona. I'm sorry.
What's your name?
I am Lisa from Arizona. I'm so sorry.
Okay, what's your question?
Am I going to be able to sell my house myself, or am I going to have to take?
But I see you finding somebody who will do 3%. And you're going to make a really good profit with your house? And you're still moving within state?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to find your perfect house. It looks like an old, it's built in 1952, and it looks like a like a Tudor house, but it's not really a Tudor house. And it's good bones. It don't flood. It has lots of built-ins. It has wooden floors. It has a fireplace. It's the shape of a S, you know, inside the house. And it's gorgeous. I mean, you have a basement, and it's a nice basement. It ain't creepy. And you also have an attic that you can really stand in.
Wow.
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 And it don't have squishy bedrooms.
Oh, good.
I'm trying to sell the house on my own, and I work in the industry myself, but I don't know if I have enough money to tide me over until the house sells. I'm trying to get a personal loan so I can pay utilities and stuff like that, or I might have to take an offer where they offer me half of the value. So I'm hoping I don't take that, have to take the offer.
I don't see that happening. I see you getting full value. But you'll do it 13th hour. You've always done that all your life.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the name of
that. Well, but hey, you'll be all right. You might be breathing hard in a bad way for a minute. You might have to eat beans and weenies, but you'll be all right.
Okay, that sounds
you'll be okay.
As long as, great.
Go ahead,
thank
Carolyn.
You.
I'm sorry.
I was getting something about closet doors. So I feel like, I don't know if there's a closet door in your house that needs to be fixed, that's fallen off the hinge or something. But I feel like in the new place, there's a lot of closet space or something like that. There are a lot of storage space that you're going to really appreciate. And it's like Kelly Jo says, you know, you fly by the seat of your pants, and it will be the 11th hour, and this will go down. So keep the faith. And I want to talk about your father for some reason. Is your father passed?
No.
Do you have an older man in spirit, like maybe granddad? Dad's dad?
I have a lot of people over there, and certainly old people,
I have an older man in spirit, so I would say this is probably dad's dad, if it's not dad himself. And he's got his fingers crossed behind his back for you. He stands there, and he's got his fingers crossed, two fingers crossed. So they're pulling for you on the other side, okay? Even if you don't know them that well, they're still around you, and that's your spirit family, and they are pulling for you.
Okay.
And something about a land title, land deed or land title. So keep your eyes open for that. Dot your I's and cross your T's on this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And I need to add, there's going to be a bidding war for your house. You're going to make a hefty profit.
Oh, good.
Again.
And I feel like one will be cash in hand, cash in hand, cash in hand. So take the money and run.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. I love it when the poor lady, she has to breathe hard in a bad way for the 13th hour. She's going to be okay. 727.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you go first. Hi, what's your name? Where
guys,
are you from?
It's Jill. How are you?
Hi, Jill.
So I'm really bummed I didn't get that job.
Oh.
So I just found out today, so I want to see what you see for my career coming up. And, you know, I know it just must not have meant to be, so.
Are you there?
You know, I still get that there's something new there for you. And I think the reason that you didn't get it was because it was more of it didn't seem as urgent for you. Like, I think the other person was newer, like they could justify it with yours. Maybe it was because I was, you know, dissatisfied with something. So so I kind of get that. I prefer Kelly Joe's take on this, because I thought you for sure you were going to get this, but I still feel there is something lateral here, so I wouldn't give up hope. What do you think, Kelly Joe?
Yes, you're going to get a job that's like this job, but better, and it includes more pay, eyeballs and teeth, and really, really good killer insurance, and it feels like it'll feels like it's a corporate business, but they're like more like a ma and pop, and it's like a lateral move, and
yeah,
and it's within the company that you are now, but it's lateral.
Okay, so it is with the company.
And there's something within a four. So it's either 4 days, 4 weeks, or 4 months. It ain't four
years.
Okay,
well, I hope it's after retrograde, because maybe that's why I didn't get this. I don't know. But you think it's going to be in my company, not another company?
And because it's retro, it might be revisited. Like the person that got hired won't work out, and you might get an offer.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll keep the faith. Everything happens for a reason.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Anything
Carol-Ann? No, I would let it go, Jill, because, you know, I've seen it. Other people have said it. Just because this one didn't work out doesn't mean that the message isn't still there for you. You know, don't be look at every little thing. You have to have
right.
faith and know that things are going to get better. And that's been forecasted many times. So,
yep, and way better than what you thunk. So something's going to be
okay.
up with way better than what you thunk.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 206. Hi.
Oh,
hi. Hi, 206.
Hi, my name's Sandra. Yeah, I'm from
and
Seattle.
What?
My name's Sandra.
All right.
And
what's
hi.
Your question?
Yeah, I'm calling because recently I received, I found a silver feather earring. Now, I went to work Saturday, and the earring was at work on the floor. So I picked it up and put it on a counter at work. And when I got home, well, the next day, it was Sunday morning, the same earring was on my bed. Now, when
that's
I picked
your
the
mom.
Earring up at work, that's my mom.
Yeah, your mom.
Okay.
She's letting you know that she's so proud of you, and that way you couldn't miss it. So, and she's showing me a happy anniversary. She's showing red roses. So
okay.
What anniversary is coming up?
Well, I just recently got married in October. Okay. Just, you know, past few months, and we have a pretty rocky in our family, nobody's ever happy in their marriage. I can't remember any happy marriages in my family. And I think, well, my marriage right now is really happy. And it's a long story, but I've had a lot of bad relationships. This is the best one. I'm a senior now. I'm in my 70s now.
Well, aren't you blessed?
And the person, we're extremely happy together. So I think we may change things for our family.
Go ahead, Carol Ann.
Well, if you...
I feel like it's like you won the Derby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This time around.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get. I get the horses coming out of the gate, and you're the winner, and they're putting that big horse, shoot the ring of flowers on the horse. That's you. I feel like you won the Derby this time, your mother says, and lots of love and luck to you. And something about... she says, you'll be traipsing around again soon. So I don't know if you have been unable to travel or visit things that, you know, due to COVID or an illness or something. But I feel like in spring you'll be back traipsing around.
Yeah, it was just COVID. I can walk around and I'm physically okay. But we wanted to travel to Hawaii to get married and we couldn't because of the COVID thing. So we had to get married here in Washington State. But maybe that's what she's talking about. I might want to do some traveling.
Yeah, I guess by spring Yeah, by spring, I think you'll be planning a trip. So.
Well, fantastic. If you have anything else to say to me?
Nope, just God bless. And she said you're in the right direction. It's time to enjoy life.
Enjoy, have fun,
thank
and just love that man. There you go.
Yes. Okay, thank you so much. Thank
all
you
right.
very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good
happy
evening.
V-Day.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's
let's
probably
see.
What the roses were. That's
yeah.
what the roses were for, Valentine's
yeah.
Day.
Yeah.
I like this guy already.
Yeah. Oh, he's just cool. You want to go first next? Okay, 954.
Sure.
Hello, 954.
Hi, this is Sharon. I just have a
hi,
question.
Hi, Sharon.
We're inheriting some condos. I just wanted to know, are we going to keep these things? Are we going to sell them, or what are we going to do with them?
I see you selling them.
I get,
oh, I'm sorry. I went,
yeah,
I jumped
to
Maryland. Go ahead.
That's okay. I see resale. Yep. Not worth holding on to too much aggravation. I think you get a good price. I think it's a smart thing to do.
There's more than
that's
one.
That's all I got.
We're going to sell them all?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And then yep. you'll have an old lady fund and all that.
I wanted to keep mm-hmm. them and rent them. My husband wants to sell them, though, so I'm just...
Well, it'll be a pain
no,
in the
I think
ass.
You're, I think it's too much. You're going to get a good price. I think it's time to take it.
Yeah.
Is what I'm getting. It's too much work.
He's
not up to it.
And you're not
no,
either.
He's not. I
yeah.
am.
You're not up to it either.
It's a lot more than you think. A lot more work involved than you think. A lot of headaches.
Yep.
So I would take the money and run.
Where are we going to get a good price for them? Because we're going to put out a good bit of money on one of them because it needs a lot of rehab.
Well, there you go. See? You're going to have to do that
yep.
a couple of times.
Oh,
so
Lord.
If you get a good price for these, I'd get rid of them.
I don't see why you don't just sell them as is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't waste your money with fixing them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I would get rid of it.
And then
we'd have to
and then just sell them as a group, and there you go. You make more money that way.
Yeah.
Bada boom, bada bing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Any
I would consider
any
it.
Any word from my son who's on the other side?
Does he have, are there motorcycles around him?
He used to have one years ago.
Okay. He's doing that again. And I'm stronger than ever. He says I'm stronger than ever. And I like to let you know I'm buzzing past that property, and he says, I say sell. He's saying,
oh,
sell,
Lord.
Mom, sell. Take the money and run.
Yeah.
He's run. Having a wonderful time over there. He's got a couple of friends and an older gentleman, which I would say is either a dad for you or a granddad. But there's somebody there that he's a relative that he's spending time with, an older gentleman.
Yeah.
That could be my dad. Could be my grandfather.
Yeah, so they're getting along like two peas in a pod. So I don't
that's
know if
awesome.
They did that here or not, but they are getting along over there. So, okay.
That's awesome. That's awesome. How about my
good.
Grandson? I have him here with me.
Uh-huh.
How's he doing?
You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Have
I'll
a
try.
Good night.
Is he a
thank
cowboy
you.
Or is he a cowboy? The
no.
Grandson?
No, he's just a down to earth good kid.
Oh, okay. I get like a cowboy western feeling with him, so I don't know why I have that, but pass that along.
Maybe because we're talking about moving to Tennessee. Maybe he'll be a cowboy.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
okay.
yeah. I think he likes that. Good luck to you.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. 516. Hello, 516.
Hi, Kelly, Joan, Caroline. It's Kavita. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
So I'm open to any message you get from me for anything you get for this year.
Well, the end of this next year is going to be better for you. More money, more prosperity, more abundance, more peace, more love. And you're really doing your soul's work, and you're more peaceful than you've ever, ever been in your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you're getting along with yourself. So, and you are at peace with the decisions you've made up to date. That's what they're telling me. Go ahead. Oh, and you have a grandmother who has she's tall, long, and elegant neck. And who is it that played piano in your family?
Piano. Nobody that I'm aware of.
Okay. But do you have anybody alive who you can ask who could have?
I could ask. I don't know.
Yeah, ask. Because somebody played an upright piano.
Okay.
Mm.
And it might have been for church, but also for pleasure. So that's what I'm seeing. Go ahead, Carol Ann.
I see some ice skating in Rockefeller Center, and I don't know why I'm seeing that.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that's years past or something coming up. But I am seeing that. So I don't know if you did that in the past. And it feels romantically linked.
Oh, okay.
So maybe this will be next year. I don't know. But I feel, you know, and everything's going to break open here. We've had private conversations about that. And once again, I'm going to put it out there. I think when we get to the bottom of this COVID mystery, what works and what doesn't, we're going to find out. And I think I shared this with you, that there is an antidote for this virus.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that's what's
so
going to come
wonderful.
Out.
Yeah, yep. That would be fantastic.
And better than a vaccine. And I kind of get, if you can wait for the vaccine, you can wait for the third one that's coming out, that's a one shot. It's like the flu, you know. Some people get the flu shot and still get sick, and I can attest to that. And, you know, COVID is the same thing with the COVID shot. It doesn't protect you 100%. None of them do. I don't care what they say. It's 40 to 60%, just like the flu shot. But I do feel there is an antidote, like this is like a poison. It's a man-made poison unleashed is my impression, and there is an antidote for it, and they've been holding that back. So that's going to come out. So what do you think, Kelly Jo? Yes. Very
wow.
soon.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, and it'll probably come from someplace in the Alps somewhere over yonder.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I think when it was created, they knew there was something that could block it, but that was never released.
And it might
might even be a
derivative from an herb.
Oh,
yes, probably more than likely. Yes, more than likely.
Well,
so there you go.
Medicine,
good luck to you.
Or from anyway. There we go.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
One more. Bye bye. 906.
Hello.
Hello, 906.
Hi.
What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Dave, and we're from the Upper Peninsula in Michigan.
Yay, I'm from Michigan. Hello, I'm from Blair. You didn't see me put my two hands up. The mitten in the Upper Peninsula. Go ahead, what's your question? I'm sorry, got all excited.
Question is, we've been having some extended, drawn-out financial problems, and they just seem to be getting worse and worse. And wondering if you had any words to us as to, you know, what we had to look forward to or kind of help or something.
Go ahead, Carolyn. You can go first.
Once we get through this spring, I feel June is more profitable. I feel there's going to be a program that will help you. And I don't know if it's like a debt consolidation or a senior project or a program, but I feel that there's something that is going to help you, and it will even out. This feels like it's up and down and up and down. Some of it could be medical bills. I don't know, but I feel like it's something kind of forced on you. It was a situation kind of you found yourself in, kind of for not of your own making. Would you understand that?
Yeah, we've been in debt since he had a liver transplant.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. You had some debt, and I feel there's some consolidation here. I feel like it pulled you up short. I don't feel like you anticipated this at all, but I feel there are some programs that are going to be able to help you, and I think by June you'll be straightening out. Go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, ask the hospital if they have a program that will help you. They can write off a lot of the stuff for fixed income. There's like a program for that because he had a transplant, right?
Yeah, but it was a liver transplant.
It's a transplant,
okay.
Yes. There is something that they can write it off. Ask for like a social worker counselor, and there's also angel funds. So I guess you can Google anything, and there's people that help pay off medical debts for fixed income people.
Yeah.
We don't have medical debt. Okay. We don't really have a medical debt. It's like kind of like everything else.
It'll be a consolidation. There'll be a senior thing coming up. And what I get is you try to shoulder everything yourself, and you're going to have to ask for help with this.
Okay.
And there is assistance available for you.
Thank you very much. It's been helpful.
You're welcome. Good luck. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night. Okay. How do we get a hold of you, Carol Ann?
My website is carolannecarey.com, carolannecarey.com. I'm in Sarasota, Florida. And I will be this week in my show, In the Psychic Flow, is on Thursday evenings, Goldilocks Productions, Facebook, YouTube. And this week we have the phenomenal psychic Joanne Leo for a Valentine's Day special. So get your lover's date of birth and birth name and call and join the show.
Cool. And you can catch me at KellyJoePsychic.com and my phone number 561-333-5367. Thank you, Carol Ann, for being on the show with me. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in and see you all in the future. And happy Valentine's Day. Good night.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Kelly Jo.
Thank
you. Good night.